right. It's brought to you by
American Leak Detection.
Here's Dave.
Thank you so much. Sorry. I just forgot I didn't pull something up.
Oh, it's okay. It's probably not important.
Need more energy at the start of Dave Land.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
And Wi-Fi.
No. Okay. So I wanted to touch on something that I find fascinating. And this is kind of a long way around the mountain to get to the last thing I'm going to play. But there's a narrative to get there. Okay. So I was thinking about, you always have actors that want to be singers and you always have singers that want to be actors.
Since the dawn of man.
And generally the singing turned acting works out better than the other way around. Like if you think about.
No doubt.
You think about all of the stars who have started out behind the microphone and then moved in front of the camera. Justin Timberlake, Beyonce, Jennifer Hudson, recent examples. Go back to Madonna and Cher.
What was the impetus of J-Lo? Was she first actor or singer?
She was a dancer.
She was Selena.
She's debatable. But Lady Gaga, LL Cool J, Mandy Moore, Ice Cube, all the way back to Elvis, Mariah Carey. I mean, the list is miles long. And then when you talk about actors who decided that they wanted to cross over and become musical performers, the list is shorter. Recent examples, like, do you consider Scarlett Johansson a singer?
Not at
all. I mean, she's put out music, but
yeah,
she's an actor first.
Right.
Keanu Reeves, he has his band Dogstar, but you don't really think of him as a musician. Russell Crowe, back in the day, he had his, 80 odd feet of grunts.
I don't remember that
band. Billy Bob Thornton has dabbled.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Kevin Bacon, Bruce Willis, you know, he did his kind of bluesy thing.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy. He was dared to have a top 40 single and he succeeded. But for the most part, they really are still known primarily as an actor first.
Yes.
But I wanted to maybe present to you the most successful at crossing over in this way. So see if you recognize this.
What if I wanted to break? Laugh it all off in your face. What would you do?
Oh, yeah. Hot, long-haired guy.
Yeah.
What if I felt
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, yeah.
Yeah, so this is 30 Seconds to Mars, the band that he started with his brother. And so...
Very breathy.
All right, brother.
He's just too good-looking.
Yeah.
Like, there's something wrong with him. He's too hot.
So he started as an actor on My So-Called Life in 94. He was in Fight Club in 99... American Psycho in 2000.
Dude, he's a bankable $15 million a movie actor.
Yeah, he did Dallas Buyers Club, Blade Runner sequel, all of that stuff. He started 30 Seconds to Mars in 98 with his brother.
Yeah.
So he was somewhat of an established actor, but, you know, I would say of all of these actors turn musicians, he is the most bankable in both.
Yep.
And that people take him seriously. I mean, 30 Seconds to Mars, they have a huge following.
Yeah, and they're selling out 5,000-6,000 seat venues wherever they want to go.
Right. Now, arguably, this is the worst one.
Yeah.
What time it is?
It's a comeback. I'm the comeback king. I am missing nothing. If you're going to swing, you better make it sting. Cause I'm the comeback king. Get you down on the floor, they're gonna keep it.
I don't know who this is.
This is Corey Feldman.
Oh, God.
Remember, he's been a meme lately because he had that... Good Morning America or Today Show performance.
Yes.
And then he's been on tour with Limp Bizkit. He had that terrible guitar solo.
Yeah. And
yeah, so this is Comeback King. This is a few years old, but he's terrible. He's terrible, arguably the worst that has tried to cross over.
So bad.
All right. So that brings us to a selection of modern day. So these are ones that maybe you weren't aware that they were trying to cross over, and they're actually quite good. Like they actually can do both. So this next one has a local tie, and I wanted to play this because it is recent, but he's not the primary artist on this, but this is a song called Depression. I'll give you a little bit more detail in a second.
Uh-huh. Get your ass up. Uh-huh.
I'd love to join you, but I just can't try. I'll be cemented here deep in my depression.
So this is a collaboration between Dallas's own Ben Queller.
Yeah.
Who lost his son in an auto accident a few years ago. And so this is his new album dedicated to his son. And this song is a collaboration with Jason Schwartzman, who goes by Coconut Records. Coconut Records is a pseudonym.
Coconut Records?
Yeah, Coconut Records is...
I love Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, so he was in Phantom Planet back in the 90s, like a California indie band, and he was the drummer. And so he ended up, in the early aughts, putting out a couple of records as Coconut Records.
He doesn't seem like the musical type to me at all.
And Coconut Records is very much like kind of a 60s tinged pop. But he's been good friends with Ben Queller for going on 20, 25 years.
Wow.
And so they decided to collaborate on this new Ben Queller record, and Coconut Records, Schwartzman's side project, they're about to have a new album of their entirely own material, but they have very similar singing voices, so I can't really identify who's singing what on that song. But point is that Jason Schwartzman, in addition to being a very acclaimed actor, is a very good musician.
Well, look at that.
Okay. These next three have a lot in common, but we're going to start with this one. It is called Objection. The name of the song is called Objection.
That's a cool song.
Yeah, so this is Finn Wolfhard.
From Stranger Things?
Stranger Things.
That's cool.
Yeah, so...
Is that him singing?
Yes, this is him by himself solo. So he, of course, Mike Wheeler in Stranger Things, but he's been in a couple different bands. He was in a band called Calpurnia. And then they broke up. Then he was in another band called the Aubreys. And I don't know if they're still active. But then this year, he started putting out singles under his own name.
I would imagine that guy with a teenage following like Stranger Things has, and they're acutely aware of what he does musically probably too, that he's like could sell out the Bomb Factory in 5 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he's quite there yet because like the play numbers on this, and granted they just came out, like these singles just came out, they're pretty low still, but he's getting there. Now this next one, again, like I said, these next three, starting with Finn Wolfhard, they have a lot in common. See if you can guess who this is.
The next great American novel. She can't even read the bottle. She says, I might be a genius.
All right, so this is either the red-haired girl. in Stranger Things or the dark-haired girl in Stranger Things, a skinny girl?
Neither.
Damn it.
This is Maya Hawke from Stranger Things.
Oh, yes.
Ethan Hawke and what's-her-face's...
Uma Thurman?
Uma Thurman's kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she has put out a couple of records, and I think this is from... maybe 2 years ago.
I like her.
But she has a lot of plays, a lot of followers, but she is the second most successful Stranger Thinger.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to now play you the most successful Stranger Thinger. You. Now, this is from the previous record, but this song has... like over a million plays, maybe 10 million plays. You know who this is?
Yes, I do.
This is Joe Keery. He goes by Joe, but it's spelled D-J-O.
Yeah.
The D is silent.
Really? Why is that?
Joseph Quinn.
No.
It's not?
Joe Keery.
Oh.
Steve.
Yeah, oh, Steve!
Yeah. Steve.
What's happening?
Yeah, so this is Steve from Stranger Things.
This kind of rocks.
Yeah, he is the best of all the stuff we're playing. DJO, Joe Keery. His new record is great, but this is from the previous record. And, like, he's legitimate, and he could sell out the Bomb Factory, no doubt.
Really?
No doubt. All right, so all of this to get to this one. And the reason that this one even came up is, you know, the original purpose of TikTok outside of lip syncing was as a music discovery vehicle,
mm-hmm.
because you can add music clips to whatever your video is. And so this is an old song, like maybe a 10, 15 year old song, but it has become a trending song on TikTok because a lot of people like using it. It has nothing to do with what their videos about, but it's just a cool instrumental. There are vocals, and we'll fast forward, but see if you can tell who this is. Or if you've heard this song on TikTok.
I'm not on the TikTok.
A beautiful pastoral. I'll fast forward a little bit.
But this is not Stranger Things, people?
No.
Abe Vigoda.
No. Not, but you're not far off. So this is a song called Take My Hand. By Matt Berry, a.k.a. Laszlo, from What We Do in the Shadows.
What? Is he singing?
Yes. He's doing everything. Like, he has put out maybe a dozen records in his life.
I did know that he was a musician.
Yeah, and it's all kind of this, like, groovy 60s stuff. It's stuff that you would think Laszlo would listen to.
Right, yes.
And he's always, like, holding a hawk on the album cover or something.
Sweet.
Like, there's definitely some crossover between his personas. But, yeah, so that's what made me kind of bring this whole Dave Land together, is I wanted you guys to be aware that not only does Matt Berry Laszlo make music, but that this song is on TikToks that have like 5 million, 10 million views.
If I want whatever success Matt Berry stumbles
into.
I wonder
what kind of mailbox money he's getting from TikTok.
I don't know.
He's
I love
worth it
though.
All.
But God bless Laszlo.
God bless Laszlo forever.